in Washington on Tuesday, President Obama spoke at the U.S.-Africa Business Forum about the American commitment to Africa.
So we are here, of course, as part of the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, the largest gathering any American president has ever hosted with African heads of state and government. And this summit reflects a perspective that has guided my approach to Africa as president. Even as Africa continues to face enormous challenges, even as too many Africans still endure poverty and conflict, hunger and disease, even as we work together to meet those challenges, we cannot lose sight of the new Africa that's emerging. We all know what makes Africa such an extraordinary opportunity. Some of the fastest growing economies in the world, a growing middle class, expanding sectors like manufacturing and retail, one of the fastest growing telecommunications markets in the world. More governments are reforming, attracting a record level of foreign investment. It is the youngest and fastest growing continent with young people that are full of dreams and ambition. You know, last year in South Africa, in Soweto, I held a town hall with young men and women from across the continent, including some who joined us by video from Uganda. And one young Ugandan woman spoke for many Africans when she said to me, "We are looking to the world for equal business partners and commitments, and not necessarily aid. We want to do business at home and be the ones to own our own markets." That's a sentiment we hear over and over again. When I was traveling throughout Africa last year, what I heard was the desire of Africans not just for aid, but for trade and development that actually helps nations grow and empowers Africans for the long term. As president, I've made it clear that the United States is determined to be a partner in Africa's success, a good partner, an equal partner, and a partner for the long term. We don't look to Africa simply. We don't look to Africa simply for its natural resources. We recognize Africa for its greatest resource, which is its people and its talents and their potential. We don't simply want to extract minerals from the ground for our growth. We want to build genuine partnerships that create jobs and opportunity for all our peoples, and that unleash the next era of African growth. That's the kind of partnership America offers.
Mr. Obama also told the people attending the U.S.-Africa Business Forum here in Washington that he wants Africans buying more American products and Americans buying more African products.
I'm pleased that in conjunction with this forum, American companies are announcing major new deals in Africa. Blackstone will invest in African energy projects. Coca-Cola will partner with Africa to bring clean water to its communities. GE will help build African infrastructure. Marriott will build more hotels. All told, American companies, many with our trade assistance, are announcing new deals in clean energy, aviation, banking, and construction worth more than $14 billion, spurring development across Africa and selling more goods stamped with that proud label, Made in America. And I don't want to just sustain this momentum. I want to up it. I want to up our game. So today I'm announcing a series of steps to take our trade with Africa to the next level. First, we're going to keep working to renew the African Growth and Opportunity Act and enhance it. We still do the vast majority of our trade with just three countries, South Africa, Nigeria, and Angola. It's still heavily weighted towards the energy sector. We need more Africans, including women and small and medium-sized businesses, getting their goods to market. And leaders in Congress, Democrats and Republicans, have said they want to move forward. So I'm optimistic we can work with Congress to renew and modernize AGOA before it expires. Renew it for the long term. We need to get that done. Second, as part of our Doing Business in Africa campaign, We're going to do even more to help American companies compete. We'll put even more of our teams on the ground advocating on behalf of your companies. We're going to send even more trade missions. Today, we're announcing $7 billion in new financing to promote American exports to Africa. Earlier today, I signed an executive order to create a new President's Advisory Council of business leaders to help make sure we're doing every single thing we can to help you do business in Africa. And I would be remiss if I did not add that House Republicans can help by reauthorizing the Export-Import Bank. That is the right thing to do. I was trying to explain to somebody that if I've got a Ford dealership and the Toyota dealership is providing financing to anybody who walks in the dealership and I'm not, I'm going to lose business. It's pretty straightforward. We need to get that reauthorized. And you business leaders can help make clear that it is critical to U.S. business. Number three, we want to partner with Africa to build the infrastructure that economies need to flourish. And that starts with electricity, which most Africans still lack. And that's why last year, while traveling throughout the continent, I announced a bold initiative, Power Africa, to double access to electricity in sub-Saharan Africa and help bring electricity to more than 20 million African homes and businesses. Now, we've joined with African governments, the African Development Bank, and the private sector, and I will tell you, the response has exceeded our projections. It has been overwhelming. Already, projects and negotiations are underway that, when completed, will put us nearly 80% of the way toward our goal. On top of the significant resources we've already committed, I'm announcing that the United States will increase our pledge to $300 million a year for this effort. And as of today, including an additional $12 billion in new commitments being announced this week by our private sector partners and the World Bank and the government of Sweden, we've now mobilized a total of more than $26 billion to Power Africa just since we announced it. $26 billion. So today we're raising the bar. We decided we're meeting our goal too easily, Zuma. So we got to go up. So we're tripling our goal, aiming to bring electricity to more than 60 million African homes and businesses that can spark growth for decades to come.
After speaking about the Power Africa program, President Obama cautioned the roughly 50 African heads of state gathered at the Africa Summit this week that the future of Africa is to be found on the African continent, not in the United States. And as the worst Ebola outbreak on record rages on in West Africa, Mr. Obama told African leaders on Tuesday that keeping their citizens healthy and putting a health care system in place will ensure their country's future economic success.